CEO Andy Techmansky.
We were never getting paid on a weekly basis of what we were spending. So at some point we had to stop.
The contract was supposed to end December 1st. Despite the work done thus far, many on the island are still without power. There are also reports of problems with food and supply distribution. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Used to be, they said, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was the busiest travel day of the holiday week. Now, though, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. That's today. AAA's John Townsend says some roads will be really bad.
Anything on I-95 going south, anything on I-95 going north, and anything on 270 will be caught in absolute gridlock.
And Townsend says the worst of it all is likely to be the time between 4:45 and 6 this evening. Meanwhile, the skies are going to be pretty crowded the next couple of days, too.
If you are one of the nearly 4 million people flying the friendly skies, arrive early. The airport's going to be busier than in years past. That's because tickets are the cheapest they've been in the past 4 years. Plan to get to the airport roughly 2 hours before your flight. And if you have to park, give yourself even more time. Also, download your airline's app. In many cases, you could track baggage and get a heads up if your flight is delayed or canceled.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,430, the NASDAQ at 67.91. Sports, the Wizards get a win on the road. The Caps take a loss at home. College basketball, Maryland wins, GW loses. Monday Night Football, Atlanta hangs on for the win over Seattle. WMAL News Time 6:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. Those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen. We don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia crash on Interstate 95. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Trying to get in and toward Triangle. Now it's going to be the left lane blocked with this crash. Northbound Interstate 95. Now once you get beyond the accident, get a little bit of a break through Dumfries, and then just the volume through Dale City toward the Occoquan, just to be prepared for. 395. Once you make it up to there, the relief. Nothing. Looks great. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Keep in mind, in Alexandria, water main repairs continue and closed. A stretch of Edsel Road. Edsel Road between South Van Dorn and South Whiting Street. That's just west of South Van Dorn. Closed until about noon, again, for those water main repairs. DC 295 coming southbound. Just the volume heading down toward East Capitol Street. On the 11th Street Bridge, on the freeway, that looks good. Freeway quiet now in each direction. 270 with the volume Urbana down toward Hyattstown. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking morning. Seen some overcast at times. Other than that, the overcast will mix with sunshine, and we'll keep that today. A cloud-sun mix and about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Haymarket, 39 in Waldorf, 40 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A UCLA basketball player's dad denies he's feuding with Donald Trump, but still declines to thank him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, Tuesday morning. Join us.
with us. He's the chair of the Prince William County School Board. At 7:05, Anthony Trail.
Hold tight, Mary. We're not hearing you. There's some microphone issues going on here.
You don't hear me?
Let's see if we can do it again. Nope. We'll figure that out in a moment. But I'll tell you, coming up here, Ryan Sawyer, 6:35 this morning, is the Prince William County School Board Chairman. That's happening. 7:05, Anthony Ruggiero. He's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's going to talk about North Korea. 7:35 this morning, Jamie Metzger with the Federalist, talking about the meaning of Thanksgiving. 8:05, we've got Gwen Carlisle, a butterball turkey expert. And at 8:35 this morning, Larry Kudlow, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall with a double microphone working studio. That's the plan.
And can you hear me now?
Kind of. I think we've got like some sort of wiring issue between the mic and the board. Well, we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
And in the meantime...
This is your dream, isn't it?
It's finally happening. In the meantime, we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on for Thanksgiving week and whether or not you're properly storing your guns. Listen to this. Shannon Watts is a gun control activist with Moms Demand Action and tweeted the following this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Have you asked the friends and family your kids are visiting if their guns are safe in their home? Sorry, if there are guns in their home and how they store them? And what they're encouraging, this Moms Demand Action group, is that before you go over to Thanksgiving to somebody's house, that you need to text them something like the following. Here's a sample conversation they've shared. Good morning. We're so excited about coming to Thanksgiving at your house this year. Just need to ask before the kids come over if you have guns in the home. Will they be locked up while we are there? That's the setup. So basically, the group is encouraging you to reach out to whomever's house you're going over to for Thanksgiving and to find out whether or not they store guns. And it led me, I wonder, would you be bothered if a Thanksgiving guest asked you if you had guns in the house? If they contacted you in advance, like, hey, just want to check, do you have guns in your house and how do you store them? And conversely, as a parent, would you want to know if the host has guns in their house and would you reach out to them ahead of time before you go over to Thanksgiving dinner and be like, hey, just want to make sure. Have you rubberized all the corners of your counters? What do you do with your kitchen knives? Where are they stored at? Do you lock them up? Are those the types of questions you ask ahead of time? Kind of interested. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure. You got me, right?
We can hear you now.
I've moved. I'm pretty sure that most people have had the same people year after year after year to their home. All right, that's number one. If suddenly someone asks, do you have guns in your home? I would be offended at that question. And I would...
The implication being that you're such a crappy host that you didn't even think of this ahead of time.
Well, that's number one. But number two, if they're concerned about their children, I don't think that they should come to my home because there are a lot of dangers in my home. And if you can't control your children, then you probably wouldn't be a very good guest anyway. So, looks like you're eating Boston Market. so, that would be my response to that. That, well, I'm sorry, but if your child's going to run roughshod through my home, then that's probably not a good idea because there's a lot of things. I have stairs. I have knives in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things your child can be hurt
with.
Yeah. So if you can't control your child, I don't think it's a good idea. I think the flip side of this is that if you're going to someone's home who's like an anti-gun person, you know, and you just don't talk about it, you should ask them if they have guns in their home. And if they say no, say, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to be attending because I don't feel safe if you're not armed.
Yes. Yeah. How are you going to defend this? And then the flip side of this, I do wonder, you know, if for our gun owners out there, is there a pre-event ritual you have for your guns? A lot of people do like to keep their guns in a handy location for home defense, but maybe you do have some sort of like thing that you're not going to broadcast to all of your house guests, but some sort of ritual you do ahead of having a big party where you're like, maybe the shotgun, we could just move it to the locked closet, you know, just for the duration of the party. Are there moves you do ahead of a big party, a big Thanksgiving, for instance? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Russ, who's in Centerville this morning, kicking us off. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning, you two. I got to say, agree with most of what you say, but you both are wrong.
Excellent.
I'm sitting here with my Mary and Vince morning cup, coffee cup that Mary gave me. Thank you, Mary.
Oh,
that was nice of you, Mary.
So you came to the diner?
I did.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And the cup should have said Mary and Vince. What's up with that?
So get to the guns, Russ.
Okay, look. We all forget. We all have... my kids have moved out of my house. I've got some guns. They're laying down. I have people that come to my house, kids, and I go, you know, just because I live here by myself with my wife, I can't leave this stuff out because children are curious. They're going to pick them up, and it's not a bad idea to have a reminder once in a while. Now, you know, it's okay for your as long as they do it kind of in a respectful way, but sometimes we need to be reminded, hey, my kids are curious. My kids are this. My adults are curious, for crying out loud.
So you're saying this is good. This is a good reminder. You wouldn't feel hectored by somebody texting you and be like, hey, Russ, do you have guns in your home and where are they kept? Because we're coming over Thanksgiving dinner and we'd like to know.
Well, no. If my sister texted that to me because I made her cry during one of the elections, if she said that, I would certainly say, Kelly, I respect that. Absolutely. They will be in a safe place so that not even the adults can get to them.
Oh, good. All right, Russ, thank you for kicking us off this morning on this. Good luck with that coffee mug. Howard in Manassas, you're up next here, sir. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
You too.
I would not answer that question. I would just say our house is safe. I don't need to be telling people if I have guns and how many guns I have and all this.
See, this is what I thought. Howard, this reaction is the one that I expected for most gun owners, which is like, why are you bothering me with this? I mean, the implication is that I'm not able to safely not only take care of my home, but keep my guns in a place that are, you know, away from the children, etc. Like, I've got it covered. Come over. I have a delicious Thanksgiving dinner waiting for you. And by the way, the house is safe.
That's exactly right. And not to sound rude, of course, most of my close, we all know our close family members. Now, you know, there's some outside friends and relatives, and we're pretty open. We invite a lot of people. But if somebody kept pushing me on it, I would just tell them again, respectfully, the house is safe. It's your choice if you want to come or not.
Yeah.
And, back in the day, they used to make you fill out forms, or even when you went to the doctor, and they wanted to know if you had guns in your house, and if you do, are they safely kept, and I would not answer.
By the way,
it offended me that they would ask me that, and they treat us like babies.
Yeah, and that's really the spirit of this, and when you see, like, this gun control group, the implication is that these dumb gun owners, like, they're not even thinking of the things they should be doing in preparation for Thanksgiving. So let's remind them, because, like, they're not, because clearly they weren't thinking it through in the first place. They bought guns. What rubes? More on this in a moment. And I think about this. I'll tell you in a second. Interesting gun rituals on Thanksgiving. I think some people have those too. 6:15 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I want to start Interstate 95. A lot of activity with this crash in Triangle. So if you're coming, say, north out of Stafford and Nicoya, up ahead, we have the crash blocking the left lane. A lot of rescue there. Over to the right shoulder is a response as well. So just very slowly you want to get by this accident activity. Once through there, then Dale City to Woodbridge with the volume 270. Have delays. Urbana and the Hyattstown now within the backups. Crash reported as you head toward Route 80 Urbana. So fire and rescue on their way to check that out for you. And Alexandria, Edsel Road, still have a stretch closed with water main repairs between South Van Dorn and South Whiting Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The way it's always been.
All right, let's talk about this weather here. We got a sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. This evening will become overcast overnight. Slight chance of a rain shower, a low of 48. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, windy at times, a high of 51. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 41, 616 on WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Will you?
Are you asking me to marry?
Tell me, what kind of sausage is in this risotto?
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
All right, this gun control group suggesting that you ask your friends and family that you're visiting if there are guns in their homes and how they store them. You know, I was thinking about sort of gun rituals. I can remember, like, many holidays where we go out with, like, the BB guns after dinner and, like, shooting cans in the backyard. Guns were just, like, I don't know, like, kind of part of it. Like, you don't want to be drunk, okay? Not intoxicated. But you know, the truth is, I'm sure there's some people who, you know, finally get together with family, get a big gathering, an event, and maybe the kids, maybe everybody goes out and they go out for some shooting practice at one point. Make it a part of the holiday experience. Some people bake it right in. Wondering if you are the type of person who would totally happy to answer the question about how many guns you own and where they're kept if one of your house guests started bugging you about it. Let's go to John, who's in Haymarket this morning. Good morning, John. You're up next on Mornings of the Mall.
Good morning. Yes, on my holiday parties, I actually open carry during the party, and this year I'm going to be raffling off ammo as a door prize.
Just in case the turkey moves or something? You just need to be ready.
No, I'm just a very pro-Second Amendment person, and I lay it all out there.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to... Where are the guns kept? On my hip.
Well, I always have one on my hip, and then I have some stashed around the house, and then I do have some that are locked up in a closet, the long arms.
Do you
always have something within reach.
John, you say within reach. Do you have sort of a preparation ritual you do when you do have house guests coming over?
I put most of the more innocuous stuff away and stuff, but the ones that are hidden are really hidden. I mean, someone would have to be, like, tearing my part of house apart in order to find them.
Right on. Well, not a good idea, considering the guy who owns the house has one on his hip. Okay, thank you, John. Nice to talk to you this morning. Let's go to Kurt up next here in Colonial Beach. Kurt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all?
Excellent, good. Sir.
Oh, good. Hey, I'm a big gun owner and a big hunter, and I've got pistols and shotguns stashed all around my house in just about every room, and I've got grandchildren that come over, and you guys were saying, there's lots of dangers. They ask that you cover the corners on your coffee table, or I've got stairs in my house. They bang your head or break your arm falling down your stairs. That's one thing, but a gunshot wound would be something that you might not come back from.
Yes, of course.
So I feel like I've got them stashed up high where kids can't get to them, and a lot of them I keep locked up in a safe. But I don't think I would feel offended if somebody said, hey, I know you're a big hunter, man. My kids are curious, whatever. If they get into one of your rooms, my grandkids know not to get into my man cave. But that door's closed, and they know that's where most of my guns are. They stay out of there.
Right.
But if it's somebody else's kids, I wouldn't mind a reminder saying it. Or if somebody asked me, said, hey, is your stuff locked up? And I'd say, yeah, they are. Don't worry about it. I got it covered.
Yeah.
I don't think I would mind somebody asking me that question if they've got kids coming over, especially if it's somebody I don't know.
Right on.
Kids that I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks, Kurt. Yeah, so Kurt not bugged by this. So, yeah, go ahead and ask. I mean, I guess there is an approach here. And in the event that you're concerned at all, there's probably some sort of polite approach to doing this. Let's go to Chip in Dulles this morning. Good morning, Chip. What do you think?
Good morning, folks. Yeah, I wouldn't answer the question if I were asked. Instead, I'd be asking if I called, how many pies are for dessert?
How many pies are you bringing over?
Yeah, how many am I going to bring, and how many are going to be there? Gun ownership, you have to take the common sense approach, which is to be safe and smart about handling and storing them.
Yeah, I would trade. I would. This is kind of a good idea, actually. This is the start of an interesting idea. You use the information as a commodity. You trade answers to questions for more desserts at Thanksgiving. Be like, I'll tell you about all of my ammunition, every gun I own, but you need to cover all of the dessert and the green bean casserole. Deal?
Good one, Ben.
Thanks, Chip. Very much. Appreciate that. Let's go to Sean, who's in Herndon this morning. Sean, you say no need to be offended by the question.
No, certainly not. Frankly, everybody that's feeling some kind of way about this question seems a little off-center to the left to me, the way that they're whining. Safety and convenience don't go hand in hand. So if somebody has a safety concern and they have children, I mean, a simple mistake could be life or death. So I don't see why anybody should be offended.
So don't be, sorry, so just to be clear, don't be offended by the question if somebody texts you ahead of time and says, hey, do you own guns and where are you keeping them? We're coming over for Thanksgiving.
No, certainly not. I mean, I would probably give them a little joke about it, but nonetheless, I have children, I have a gun in the home. And when I first got it, that was one of my biggest things, was making sure that I could keep it in a safe place and knowing that I was going to be in that safe place at all times.
Thank you, Sean. By the way, Washington, D.C., you don't even need to have the city come over for Thanksgiving. They ask you what room you keep your gun in. they want to know. You got to fill that out on the paperwork when you register that you have a gun in the District of Columbia. It's amazing. 622 on WMAL.
I agree with that.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Totally disagree.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Whoa. Well, recently I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. They asked me, would you like to drive the ATS for a couple days? And I responded with a resounding yes, leapt in the vehicle, and drove off. They later told me about the car. You should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in that sport mode, which was pretty great, getting in and out of traffic, moving around cars. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business, and trust me, it's not really a hard sell. These cars are gorgeous, luxurious, powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac is the absolute way to go. Check it out. For the very best deal, go tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely have you covered. 270 coming southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown. Yep, we're heading to work this morning. Be careful in the backups. A crash is reported right as you come up to that exit for Route 80. Urbana crews on their way. On the outer loop, topside, as you head from College Park and around 270, slowest stretch will take you around toward the exit for Georgia Avenue. Inner loop in Greenbelt had an incident reported over to the shoulder. Now, Virginia, two things here. First in Triangle, Interstate 95 northbound. Still have a lot of activity with the crash. Left lane still coned off. So you have two right lanes getting by. Thus, the delays. If you're coming out of Aquia toward Triangle, you'll encounter that. 395 quickly slowing as I try to get the cameras up here. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge. Crash reported. Again, 395 north, right as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge span. Update sponsored by AAA. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here on this Tuesday. Big travel day. Clouds mixing in with clear sky this morning and more of the same this afternoon. Clouds and sunshine and a high near 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 627 on WMAL. Gun control activists arguing that you should ask your Thanksgiving host if they have guns in their house and how they secure them before you arrive at the party. It's a good way to make sure you get an extra helping of ice cream. Let's see here. Let's go to Tanya in Rockville reacting to this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi. I'm not sure if this organization is considered a governmental organization, but I'm pretty sure that the government would work with them. And for me, honestly, I don't trust the government any further than I can spit. So why would I tell you where my gun is? That's like asking me what color underwear I have. Oh, none of your damn business. I'm not telling you where it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, why would I tell people where my gun is? That's the whole purpose of hiding the gun in the house. It's part of the protection, is being able to hide it. So you know where it is, but the other people that may be trying to harm you or your house doesn't know where it is. But if you are coming to my house, if I invite you to my house, then I know you pretty well, I would assume. I don't feel like I'm in danger, but, I mean, if you feel so unsafe that you have to ask me, again, what color underwear I have on, then you need to go somewhere else.
All right, well, we know what the topics are that are off limits at Tanya's Thanksgiving dinner.
I want to go to Tanya's house for Thanksgiving. She sounds like so much fun.
The guns and the color of underwear not coming up over that turkey dinner this week. Thank you, Tanya. Thanks to all of you. 628 here on WML.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
At Enlightened Lighting, their philosophy is simple. A beautiful home deserves to be admired day and night. Hey, Chris Plant here. Invest in a landscape lighting system that will add ambiance to your home, keep you and your family secure, and make your house the perfect place for holiday get-togethers. When looking to beautify your home this season, go with the area's most trusted name in landscape lighting, Enlightened Lighting. To see the difference landscape lighting can make on your home, visit EnlightenedLights.com. That's EnlightenedLights.com.
A school board chairman in Virginia tweeting yesterday that students are not required to stand for the national anthem or the pledge. Also calling the president of the United States a bona fide idiot. That school board chairman joins us next. 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump's executive order withholding federal grant money from so-called sanctuary cities has been blocked by a judge in California. The federal judge has issued an injunction permanently blocking the president's order as unconstitutional. Mr. Trump had sought to withhold federal funds as a means of forcing cities and other jurisdictions to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement efforts. CBS Morning Show host Charlie Rose says he is deeply embarrassed and has apologized for his behavior. The Washington Post reports that 8 women who worked with Rose now accuse him of sexual misbehavior. Today is likely to be the heaviest travel day of the week, says AAA, as the Tuesday before Thanksgiving has now replaced the Wednesday before the holiday as the worst day to try to travel. AAA's John Townsend says if you can...
The wisest thing to do is to travel in off-peak hours. And if you're traveling less than 100 miles for Thanksgiving, leave out on the day itself, Thursday morning, and you'll still get the Thanksgiving dinner on time.
The worst time today, he says, is likely to be between 4:45 and 6 this evening. New York City officials say security will be tighter than ever at this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
As many as 200,000 people come to watch the inflation of the giant balloons Wednesday night for Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and millions will line the route on Thursday morning. Police Commissioner James O'Neill said people should not avoid the parade because of recent events.
New Yorkers are strong and resilient, and they don't make decisions based on fear.
Every intersection leading up to the route will have cars and sand-filled sanitation department trucks blocking vehicles from getting close to the parade. Mayor Bill de Blasio said,
there are no credible and specific threats against New York City at this time.
And they're pulling out the stops to assure a safe event. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,430. The Nasdaq at 67.91. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Wizards beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. The Caps lose to Calgary at home. College basketball, Maryland wins. GW loses. Monday Night Football, the Falcons get the win over the Seahawks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Protect your pipes now to avoid costly home repairs later. Seven on Your Side takes you inside a home's walls to show you what goes wrong when pipes freeze and burst. Learn important winterizing steps to prevent a frozen pipe disaster. Seven on Your Side, tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. You want your kids to be smarter, right? ABC 7's here to help. We're revealing 10 steps you can do that are backed by science. 10 scientifically proven steps to a smarter kid. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after the Dancing with the Stars finale.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. 66 as you push through Manassas. A little bit of distraction still with the incident over to the shoulder where it quickly was moved when it happened. But again, you're going to see a couple cars, police cars, as you approach Business 234 Manassas beyond. Just a little bit of volume in Centerville. Now Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. 95, the impact here in Triangle, the crash northbound. Right as you come up the Triangle, still have that left lane coned off beyond through Woodbridge and Newington. Definitely seeing some of that stop and go. Onto the 14th Street Bridge where we had, looks like a broken down car. They're zooming in the cameras here and over to the left shoulder with its hazards on. So watch that carefully as you make that trip from, looks like Boundary Channel now, across the bridge span. Once you get past the Broken down, good on the southeast southwest freeway under lower 14th Street into town. No early issues. 270 south, bunched up through Urbana and Hyattstown. There had been a report of a crash near Route 80. Looks like they're coming up short finding anything, thank goodness. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds around and a light breeze out of the south southwest, 61. Overnight tonight becoming cloudy. Cold front on the march. Maybe a shower, 48. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Plenty of dry weather. Windy, though, at times. And high near 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stegic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Haymarket, 39 in Waldorf, 40 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, Anthony Ruggiero, he's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. He's going to talk about North Korea being added back to the state sponsors of terrorism list. Jamie Metzger joins us at 7:35 this morning from the Federalist to talk about Thanksgiving and its historical meaning. 8:05 this morning, Gwen Carlisle is a butterball turkey expert for helping you prepare for, I don't know, maybe Thursday. And then Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35 this morning, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnade with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Ryan Sawyers. He is the chairman of the Prince William County School Board. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk to you, obviously, a couple of different things, but I wanted to start out with what's getting a lot of attention is your tweet back to the president. The president tweeted out that NBC News tweeted out that the President Trump has called on NFL Oakland Raiders to suspend Marshawn Lynch for the remainder of the season if he refuses to stand for the national anthem. And you, in response, tweeted, "Attention PWCS students and staff, you are not required to stand for the national anthem or pledge. There will be no action taken against you for choosing to not stand or participate. Our president is a bona fide idiot, but you are safe in PWCS." My question to you is, was this tweet from you in response to something currently going on in the school system, or is this about the president?
No, first and foremost, I mean, you know, obviously the students have, it's long been ruled by not only the Bill of Rights, but by the Supreme Court ruling back in the 1940s, that students don't have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem. Students haven't been standing all across this country for years. It's certainly come to the forefront, you know, since Donald Trump has brought this forward. I've heard these stories from students and parents in our school district, you know, before Donald Trump was inaugurated. So it's certainly got more attention now. You know, I think a strong stance on my part, I think it's a really dumb move on the president to interject himself in the employment of a private citizen in our country for peacefully exercising his First Amendment rights. But ultimately, I just think it's a big distraction from what they're trying to do in Congress by, you know, increasing taxes on the middle class and removing health care and in the case of my opponent for Congress, voting against hurricane relief.
Right.
So, you know, ultimately, I think people understand that students have had this right, and the policy that goes along with that, or the regulation, excuse me, that goes along with that in our school system has existed since at least 2003, implemented by a Republican-led school board.
Yeah.
This wasn't a controversial issue when it passed, and it's existed for a long, long time.
Well, right. I mean, do you find not respecting the flag to be offensive?
Not respecting the flag? Yeah, I personally respect the flag. I stand for the national anthem every single time.
So I guess the question is, like, for instance, right? If I can, I just want to take you down this road for a second.
Sure, sure,
students,
sure.
You're the chair of a school board, Prince William County,
uh-huh.
And you've got students, and would say elevating their middle finger to the flag be allowed under something like this?
That's not what we're discussing here. We're not discussing gestures. We're talking about things that were. Let me finish.
Go for it. We're talking about
things that have been done long before the president brought this to a national spotlight. Students have been sitting or not standing for the pledge of the national anthem for a long, long time. Whether that be for religious reasons, whether that be for any other reason that they deem necessary. They certainly can't be a disruption to the classroom in any physical way. But this is no different than a Christian student's right to find a quiet place to pray during the school day if they see fit. That shouldn't be retaliated against either.
Well, sure, it's kind of dramatically different because in the latter case that you made, that's not offending people that he could do that. In this case, when you're disrespecting the American flag, see, we send our students off to school, right? And there's a certain expectation that while they're there, their behavior will be governed by the people who are charged with taking care of them. And that includes not doing offensive things, say, in the hallways, not disrupting the classroom experience, and say, in a football game, not disrespecting the American flag. And I think it's of importance, especially in a place like Prince William County, where you've got Quantico Marine Corps Base. I mean, what are you telling the students and the families who live there, who attend schools in your school system, who have to see students taking a knee on the American flag? I mean, don't you think offensive gesture?
No, I don't think it's an offensive gesture for those who are protesting. They're not protesting the flag. They're exercising their right for freedom of speech. There's a major difference. Exercising your First Amendment rights. Look, if Donald Trump and Rob Whitman want to repeal and replace the First Amendment, that's something they can certainly take up. But this is long settled law. That people have the right to certainly quietly protest. These aren't grown men yelling blood and soil, walking around with tiki torches in Charlottesville. These are people peacefully protesting and exercising their First Amendment rights.
Well, let's be realistic about this, though.
There's plenty of soldiers, including my grandfather and people in my family that served, that fight for all of our rights.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And with an expectation, by the way, that we use them correctly. So, Ryan, part of this is, you know, we've often hear, we saw this in Spotsylvania, too, recently, where they said, look, the students have a First Amendment right to take a knee during the national anthem. Got it. Mm-hmm. And it's not really, the First Amendment is not up for debate here. That's not actually what this is about. The students have a First Amendment right to scream the F word, by the way, in the hallway. But we don't condone that. Why don't we condone it? Because we have control of our students while they're in school, right?
Yeah, you can't seriously be equating screaming profane language in the hallway with quietly exercising your First Amendment rights. There's simply no comparison.
You're under the impression that people are just not, and I'm not talking about just gentle offense. I mean, people are dramatically offended by people doing this to the national anthem. You're an elected official in Prince William County, and you're seeing your American flag detested by people who are in the school system that you control.
Look, like I said, I stand for the national anthem every single time. I was a college baseball coach for 15 years, and I played college baseball for four. I was in the business for nearly two decades. I've stood for many a national anthem and many a pledge of allegiance. And I certainly will be glad to tell anyone why I stand and what it means to me. But just because I have my good reasons for standing for the flag and it's what I do, that doesn't make anyone else's reasons worse. They have the right to exercise that freedom, and we certainly, as a school system, can't retaliate. And I don't think anyone, including any one of your listeners, would want us to start retaliating against students and employees for exercising their right, whether we agree with it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but people do want to see students disciplined when they're poorly behaved. I think that's part of this too. Ryan, I really wish we had some more time to talk to you. Please come back. We'll have more discussions on this subject and a lot more.
Well, thanks for talking with me, and happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
You too. 6:44 here on WMAL.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job.
You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger
and cleaner.
And happier.
I know the customers are sure happy.
That's the job, Tom. That's the job.
So where are we headed now?
We got a call to clean out a shed
and haul off an old rusty swing set and some other stuff in the yard.
Will the air sparkle when they point?
Yes, and whatever they're pointing at will disappear.
But the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck has got to be there,
and you've got to have your shirt tail tucked in.
And you've
got
to be wearing your hat.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
Still busy morning here in the Triangle area, Virginia, on Interstate 95 with the crash. Northbound as you come up to 619. Do watch, still have that left lane coned off. Beyond, still have a little bit of volume, Dale City toward the Occoquan and Lorton. 395 on the 14th Street Bridge. It looks like that broken down car able to limp to the very narrow left shoulder. Hazards are on, so be cautious. It might crowd that left lane a bit again on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. A little bit of an impact there. On 66, eastbound, a business 234 Manassas crashed to the shoulder. now 66 before you get to the Beltway. We have been doing so well. Be careful. Crash reported after 123 east on 66 trip. For the Beltway, uneventful. Good shape. Annandale, Tysons. Normal delays topside of the Maryland Beltway heading out of College Park toward Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What we have is some really nice travel weather over the next few days. We will continue to enjoy sunshine. We'll get a little cooler as we look ahead toward tomorrow as a front comes through. Cold front, obviously. Clouds are mixed with sunshine this morning and this afternoon. Today, 61. Tonight, with that front, a shower, 48. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51 and windy. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees, 646 on WMAL.
Let's talk Lois Lerner, that infamous IRS, former IRS executive Lois Lerner. Her deputy at the IRS was Holly Paz. You didn't really hear a lot about her. Well, the two of them have filed documents in court saying that the tapes and the transcripts of the depositions that they give in a court case, because they were sued in a court case from a Tea Party group, that court case, those depositions, that those transcripts have to remain sealed in perpetuity or else they could, quote, spur an enraged public to retaliate. Huh. That's interesting. I wonder why, A, the public would be enraged by your testimony.
Right.
And B, why would they want to, quote unquote, retaliate, which, again, shocking and interesting and oh so ironic because, gee, what were you doing, Ms. Lerner? You were, retaliating against people who didn't hold the same political beliefs as you. Even though President Obama told us that wasn't happening, we found out later that, that was happening. But I want to take you back a little bit. Here's Lois Lerner on a conference call talking about targeting Tea Party members.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
All right, so that was wrong. Here she is. Now, remember when she sat there on all of our TVs and she was questioned about certain things that she was accused of doing? She was asked about some of it. Here, let me just let you tell her in her home words, because this is great.
I have not done anything wrong.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say she did something wrong?
I have not broken any laws.
Huh.
I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
Okay, so she says, I targeted these people. These people were targeted, and that was wrong. And then she sits there in front of a committee and says, I did not do anything wrong. Huh, that's interesting.
Well, this is really like how the president of the United States reacted to all of this. Do you remember that when it first came out that the IRS targeting scandal was going on, President Obama comes out and was like, this is outrageous. If this is true, this is outrageous. And then he later comes out and he was like, people responded like it's an outrage or something. Like, you were the guy who said it was outrageous. Why are we doing this? Lois Lerner apologizes, and then she said she did nothing wrong. The president of the United States says it's outrageous, and then says people are acting outraged, and he doesn't know why.
Well, under Obama, the IRS, in its own the Obama administration, in its own investigation into the IRS handling of the Tea Party cases, credited Lerner with being one of the, quote, bright spots, saying she attempted to curtail the targeting when she learned of it. But now the government's saying, yeah, that's not true. And there was actually a settlement last month with several groups that sued over being targeted by the IRS. And guess who paid that money out? Oh, wait, we did. Several million dollars, $3.5 million to Tea Party groups that was paid out of taxpayer money for what she did with this targeting. But the bottom line here, the story of this is that she and Ms. Paz feel that they can't have this testimony come out, what they had to say, the truth. We can't have the truth come out. The administration wants this to be released, and so we'll see where it goes from here.
Sorry, Lois. The public deserves the truth.
Let's get it out there. I take the fifth.
650 on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you. And we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia. So talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. Stocks are coming off a small advance yesterday. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Markets in Europe and Asia are all higher across the board. Crude oil is ticking up after 4 days of drops. AT&T says it will fight the government's move to block its purchase of Time Warner. AT&T says Time Warner's not a phone company. There's no harm to consumers from the deal. Lowe's share are up 1% in pre-market trading this morning. On quarterly earnings out that just beat Wall Street forecasts, Hormel shares are also up 1% on earnings this morning. British Airways will start boarding all passengers based on ticket price next month. Business Insider says flyers are outraged and critics are saying passengers with the cheapest seats could be mocked getting on last. Beyonce is 2017's highest paid woman in music, earning more than $100 million this year, according to Forbes. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're ready to roll. Virginia, Interstate 95 now with lanes open and triangle. Looks like everything over to the right shoulder. They had to stop everyone here momentarily. But now we're moving again, albeit slow, though, out of Aquia and up through to this point. So now it's about recovering with those delays. Beyond passing the Potomac Mill sign toward the Occoquan and Lorton, you do have the stop and go. Hang on, if you use 234 Dumfries Road, the crash is going to be northbound Dumfries Road, 234, before you get to Hoadley Road. Hoadley. All right, let's go Virginia on 66, eastbound just as past 123 for the crash. Oh, on the 14th Street Bridge, they've moved that broken down car. So lanes are open from the Pentagon into town, slowing, but again, nothing blocked in the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking forecast once again today. A few clouds around and a light breeze out of the south-southwest on the west side of high pressure, and that's a good thing. 61 overnight tonight, becoming cloudy. Cold front on the march. Maybe a shower, 48. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Plenty of dry weather. Windy, though, at times. Northwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. And high near 51. I'm meteorologist Rach Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 657 on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
Baby,
all right, Demi Lovato, going to the AMAs this week, brought a special guest along, Virginia House of Delegates electee Danica Rome, the first transgender lawmaker elected to a seat like that. And so Danica Rome, who we've had on this show before, went to the AMAs alongside Demi Lovato, and Demi was very proud that Danica Rome would stand there on the red carpet with her. Here's a little bit of Demi Lovato talking about Danica there on the red carpet.
Demi Lovato, and Danica is here as well. Hello, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to have Danica Rome here with me.
So how did you guys connect?
We connected because I heard her story. She's actually the first out and seated transgender state legislator in American history. And when I heard that, I was just completely inspired by it. My story with Sorry Not Sorry is about bullying. And I wanted to have her in the audience with me tonight because I feel like we've been through some of the same things. And now we get to share this experience together.
Oh, weird. It wasn't Danica's position on traffic policy that decided, you were like, you know what? I love Danica's position on traffic policy. I'm going to have Danica come out and join me on the red carpet for that.
Well, that's what Danica ran on, right? Was about traffic.
Yeah.
And she did, to her credit, she did not run on being transgender.
Danica also talked about Demi there on the red carpet.
Now, January is a very important date for you. How are you feeling about everything?
On January 10th, that's the inauguration. It's really overwhelming, and I'm also really grateful that Demi has spent her career advocating for people who need a voice when they feel voiceless.
I mentioned Danica was on our show a couple months ago talking about the qualifications of that candidacy. A lot of the money that you've brought in has been nationwide.
Yeah, sure.
Because you're the first openly transgender candidate running for the Virginia House of Delegates.
They which wouldn't is, be donating to me, though, if I wasn't well qualified, a lifelong...
Maybe so. I mean, but I think transgender issues are activating for the liberal base. Well, there you go. So that's... And that was evident at the time. It was pretty apparent. The reason why all that nationwide money was coming in was because of the transgender status of Danica's candidacy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can deny that's why it came in. And that's why she was on the red carpet. Like you said, to start this out, it wasn't because of her traffic policies. It's because of who she is.
In Virginia, by the way, two House of Delegates races remain uncertified. Not certified yet, although the State Board of Elections certified Ralph Northam's election as governor yesterday. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall? Oh, here we go. Anthony Ruggiero will be joining us. He's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Big thing happened with North Korea yesterday with the president. We're going to discuss that with him.
And Jeanine Pirro can be hot on the microphone, but she's apparently very heavy on the pedal. We'll tell you about how fast she was going when she got caught speeding. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. CBS TV host Charlie Rose says he is deeply embarrassed, and he says he apologizes for his sexually inappropriate behavior toward 8 women who have worked for him. Washington Post reporter Amy Britton says the accusers worked with Rose from the 1990s to the present.
These are women who, in many cases, did not even know one another and worked for Rose at different points in their life. And there were certain patterns of behavior that were alarming, concerning the groping, the nudity, touching them, late night sexual phone calls. And there seemed to be very clear consistencies in sort of how he would carry out these interactions towards women.
CBS has suspended Rose. PBS and Bloomberg have suspended distribution of his talk show. There's also a report now that Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers settled a wrongful dismissal complaint with a former employee who claimed she was fired because she wouldn't succumb to his sexual advances. That story was first reported on BuzzFeed. A federal judge has issued an injunction permanently blocking President Trump's executive order aimed at withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities. The ruling came in response to a lawsuit filed by the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara County, California. The judge ruled that the executive order violates the separation of powers doctrine. The Trump administration has also ended a temporary residency permit program that has allowed almost 60,000 citizens from Haiti to live and work in the U.S. since a powerful earthquake in their country in 2010.
The Department of Homeland Security declaring those extraordinary but temporary conditions caused by the 2010 earthquake no longer exist. However, Haiti remains the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and a recent United Nations report estimates 55,000 Haitians are still struggling in the aftermath of the quake.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Well, today's the big day when many of us are planning to get out of town for Thanksgiving.
It used to be Wednesday was considered the getaway day for Thanksgiving, but John Townsend with the